Very good evening. This meeting of the Becker County Board of Adjustments is called to order. My name is Mike Sharp, and I will be chairing the meeting this evening. I'd ask the rest of the committee members to introduce themselves, starting on my left.
Larry Knutson, member at large.
Greg Meyer, new member for my first board meeting.
Dale King, District 1.
Craig Hall, member at large.
Kyle Barber, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Nikki Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
All right, I'll go over the protocol for this evening's meetings. First off, admin staff will introduce the application. The applicant or their representative will then briefly introduce their request. I would ask that no one from the general audience direct any comments to the applicant without going through this board first. Sufficient time will be given to those wishing to speak. After all comments, the admin staff will read any correspondence not in our packets. Then we will close testimony and the board will deliberate on the request. The duties of the Board of Adjustments are quasi-judicial in nature and twofold. One, to hear and decide requests for variances from the county's official controls. And two, to hear and decide appeals and review administrative decisions related to county official controls. All decisions of the Board of Adjustment in granting or denying shall be final, except that any person shall have the right to appeal the decision within 30 days to district court. Questions regarding the appeals process can be discussed with the admin staff after this hearing. At this time, I would request that Acting Vice Chair Craig Hall to read aloud the guidelines in the Minnesota State Statutes this board must follow in order to support or deny any variance. Also, please, at this point, shut off any electronic devices and we shall continue.
No variances shall be granted unless it is in accordance with Minnesota State Statute 394.27, Subdivision 7. If you have any other questions on that, we can go through it.
Okay. All right, with that, we'll take up the minutes from our July 18th, 2024 hearing. If there's any corrections to those.
The one that was noted that came out, I think it looked good.
Good. All right, then I'd entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Motion by Craig. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Dell. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion is carried. Old business, the loan item under loan business, the Hanson Properties application, that's my understanding that has been withdrawn, so we will not be covering that under old business. And so we will proceed immediately to new business. First applicant under new business, Sarah A. Merwin. So please come forward and present your application.
All right.
Perfect.
We have property out on Lake Eunice, and across the street is a small garage that had lived a good life, but we battle water seepage and mice and snakes on a pretty regular basis, so we're just looking to build a newer building across the road there for the purpose of storage, and we don't have an attached garage with the house, so vehicle parking in the winter time would be quite nice. The variance we're requesting is 65 feet. There's a small creek, a tributary, that goes through the sort of wetland land across the road there. We're not building on any wetland, but we, instead of 100 feet from the tributary, we're requesting 65 feet from the tributary.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Just to note, there was an approved variance for this property for a garage to be constructed at 43 feet 21. It expired October 23.
Okay, thus the need, okay. Could you briefly explain the difference? I mean, the previous one was for 40 some feet, now we're looking at 65, so things will be shoved a little bit further away from the tributary, and that's okay.
Yep, the number, we've actually spoken with zoning, had them come out as we had, and so that was their recommendation.
Okay.
We put 65 based on where we had it marked out on the plot.
Okay. Any further questions of the applicant? Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Any written correspondence?
No, sir.
None? Okay, I will close testimony and the board will deliberate.
You want to see if anybody else wanted to speak?
Well, I should, correct, yes. Anyone else in the audience would like to speak on behalf of this application? Okay, hearing none. Okay, with that, we will close testimony. And the board will deliberate. I guess this seems pretty straightforward to me.
It's better than it was in 21. Yep. I think it's putting the property...
Reasonable use.
Reasonable use. I don't think what they're asking is anything more than anybody else would want to do. So.
Okay, you got yourself a motion there.
I will make a motion to approve based on the findings of facts that I think, again, it is a little bit better than it was in 21 on their proposal. I think it is putting the property to reasonable use and is going to be fall in line with the intent and the harmony of the ordinance.
Okay, we got a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Larry. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. The variance is granted. Second item of new business, Stewart Vacation Holdings, LLC. Anybody here for this application? Okay. Please state your name and present your application.
I'm Ray Spilby, real estate broker number presenting Ward Muscatel as a purchaser of this property subject to this variance. They have met together and put agreement together that, and then he's looking for to take down these cabins that are there and build a 4,000 or 5,000 square foot home there. And Kyle was out there, he came out at a convenient time for us at noon one day and looked it over. You can report what we found.
Yeah, so Mr. Chair, right now, this, I'm not sure what this was called at one time. Larry might have a little bit more history, but it had to have been some type of resort.
Yeah, it was at one time, but I can't remember the name of the resort.
Because there's five parcels here, so it's non-conforming in size, but also non-conforming based on those number of structures. So Ward is the neighbor to the adjacent lot to the west. They're looking to purchase this and somewhat, I don't want to say it's a speculation, they will build, but given what is there, you know, and removing five and going to one, it seemed like an improvement in that non-conforming status. When I put this together, you know, size of the house, I think I got it at probably like 3,500 square feet. I spoke with Ward's sister Kathy, potentially maybe building here, and she said that footprint would be limited, I guess. She was looking at something bigger. So instead of 75, it would most likely be more towards 65 feet from the ordinary high there.
Well, the request is 75 feet.
Right, but speaking after the fact, they would like 65.
How close is the string? You know, I went and looked at it, I think you did too, Dale. How close is the string line there? I mean, Ward's house is way closer to the lake, and the other one is set back a little bit, but they must almost meet string line with this particular line.
Ward's, you know, it looks that way, but the way the shoreline works, it's, mm-hmm. it's bumped out, it kind of comes back in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, technically, I think you'd be accurate to say this will be in line or behind Ward's house, but it's just the shoreline doesn't allow for us to average, just because it bumps out in front of him.
Because when I looked at it, the string line's got to be close.
Here. Well, especially with the one to the east. Right. When I looked at that, you know, I think almost just maybe it was a part of Pink Cabins back in the day. I don't
it
know
might have
it
been.
Was,
but, yeah.
But in speaking with them, I just said, you know, there'd most likely be somewhat of an appetite to do something of this nature versus having five homes on there.
Yeah.
Relative, I think it's 120. Feet of frontage or 140?
140. Right.
I know it's non-conforming, so.
So
and I believe that or this closest X would be within the right-of-way setback, so it would be conforming to swapping a setback, basically. Because you'd be conforming to a road setback now and non-conforming to a road setback.
Do you have a map of how the cabins sit there and everything?
Yeah, they got it.
Yeah, they got it. Okay. I'm guessing the value in the property after they're done and go up in the million area instead of what it is now.
No, we don't care about cabins.
Okay. I do.
Just kidding.
So with the changes to the application now, what sort of impervious coverage are we going to be looking at? I mean, if we're going from 3,500 to...
They're still going north to be of, relatively low, Mr. Chair.
Are they going to be below 25%?
Absolutely. I can do a quick count for you, though.
Would you want to be put in, Kyle, as 65 then versus 75?
Yes.
Craig and Dell, you both went there.
Yep.
So you think we could push it a little bit closer to the road? It is kind of a steep bank there, but the one to the east is closer. You know, you could push it away from the lake and get closer to the road.
Biggest thing there would be is what I would say the county has to say about it. The tough part there on that side of the lake is no different than on the south side of Highland. And that wind, if we get a big snow, blows across. So if they want to wing the snow, you know, and hit it kind of hard, there's potential. You know, it'd be nice to know what Jonah said about it. If a guy got within, you know, that 30 feet of the road.
I was just going to say, the reason it's 45 feet is because of the DNR, not because of the county. The county reduced our setback, but it's the lakeshore, so it goes back to the DNR, which is 50 feet, but we were always at 45. Is that
sure.
correct, Kyle? Yeah. So, again, matters not to me. I'm just suggesting
right.
that you could do that. I might, you know what, as far as the driveway goes, it seems like it would almost be better if it was a little bit closer to the road. Because you'd be going into the bank, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you pool or pond for me.
Yeah. To me, it's on that aspect, it would be as long as Jonah says no issue, I wouldn't have any issue with that.
Any other questions of the applicant? Okay, hearing none. Anyone from the audience here to speak on behalf of this application? Okay. Any correspondence?
No.
Okay. All right. With that, we will close testimony at this point, and the board will deliberate.
To me, the biggest thing, Larry, to add to this, and all of us have seen how many on Cotton Lake, specifically on the other side of the lake, they're 5 to 10 feet from the stinking water, which I ain't happy about, but it is what it is.
Just throw stuff out.
Right.
All right.
You know, I see the reduction, and myself, I would prefer to have the variance, push things closer to the road myself. I think the reduction, you know, on the lake setback is more of a want than a need. I mean, myself, and I didn't actually go out there, but I looked at aerial photography of the site, and to me, 75 feet is more than reasonable, and I think they can accomplish what they need to accomplish at 75 feet, but that's just my opinion.
That'd be then giving them, if they wanted another 10 feet, change it from 45 to 35?
I'd have no issue with that. Did you say you were the builder?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm putting the deal together.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Do you think the client would be acceptable to that?
I guess they're asking for what they're asking for. I wouldn't dare say change it for...
Well, they're asking for 75.
They're asking for 75 is where they got the applicant. So we do that and grant and give them to, you know, if they wanted to go build a little bit bigger place, if we gave them to 35 to the road, they could still accomplish the same thing what they're asking.
And there may be a way to set that average off of the road as well.
I don't think you want to be closer to the road myself.
Right. They're just saying to get your footprint bigger. They'd rather you go both ways than one way. Right? So.
Again, pool or pond. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of places out there way closer than 65 feet.
Oh, exactly.
But that's what our objective is, to get them, try to keep them away from the water.
Right.
Yeah, and it's if possible. If it wasn't possible, then
yeah,
and I'd be 100% with it. If it was not possible, I'd say yeah, absolutely.
Right.
But
can they get the 65 and maybe not use it all? I mean, I don't know.
Well, if we give them 65,
you never know.
No, we
I'm not the builder.
Right. I'd be okay with giving them to 75 the way that they've got it written, and then just change the back setback to from 45 to 35. And see if they can work with that. I can always come back because
let's do
I
it.
Don't like it. But.
Okay. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve granting 75 feet from the ordinary high water mark and adjusting the road setback to 35 feet.
Okay.
To me, the biggest reason is kind of like what you said, Mike, I think versus five structures on that. I think it will improve actually the character and fit well within the locality and the community.
Okay. Motion by Craig. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Larry. Any further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
Just to note, you know, the one setback is noticed specifically for the lake. There's not a lot of opposition to this or anything like that. We didn't hear from the highway department or the township, but it could be official liability adding a second variance without being noticed.
I thought of that too.
But, you know, given, I just want to make you aware of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other thing, if you would just in within those findings, you know, note that the property is becoming more conforming based off of eliminating those four additional habitable structures.
And to your other point, you could be average setback averaging and then road setback.
And that, so it might not even be relevant, but
yeah,
just like, and again, it's not controversy, there's no opposition, so most likely not.
Yeah. Okay. Call the question. Well, go ahead, Craig.
No, I'll amend it as of such, just to definitely note that we are feeling it is improving the situation, I'll call it, given you have a non-conforming lot, five structures on it, all of that today's day and age wouldn't fly. So it should be an improvement. And hopefully county does take a look at with the road and not have an issue.
All right, I'll call the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The motion is carried.
Thank you.
Yep. Any further business for the board? Otherwise,
I just wanted to recognize that our new county administrator is here with us, Gary.
Okay. Hello.
Bored or what?
Yes, I'm very bored. I'm just trying to move around.
Are you going to the fair, maybe? That's why you're hanging around.
No, I was working.
With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
Motion by Dell. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
By Greg. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion is carried. We're adjourned.
Yeah, I got myself on the record.
How are you?
Good.